This is the Masculine Revival Podcast. Each week, we'll dive into the topics that matter most: marriage, masculinity, faith, and family, equipping you with the tools and wisdom to become the man you're meant to be. Whether you're striving to be a better husband, father, or just a stronger, more grounded man, you're in the right place. We'll help you reclaim virtue in a fallen world, learn the leadership skills you need to guide your life and family, and grow into a man who stands firm in his faith. In a culture that's lost its way, it's time to rediscover what it truly means to be a man. The Masculine Revival starts now.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Masculine Revival Podcast. Today, we're talking about something that every man eventually has to confront, whether he wants to or not. Himself. Too many men today believe the lie of the Sigma male. Now, for those unfamiliar, the Sigma male is a popular internet archetype. He's the lone wolf, independent, self-reliant, doesn't play by society's rules, walks his own path, doesn't need anyone. He's portrayed as mysterious, stoic, and untouchable. And on the surface, there's a piece of that that sounds appealing, especially if you're a man who's been burned in the past or is feeling disillusioned with modern culture. The idea is this: forget about people and focus only on yourself. Build in silence and grind alone. And to be fair, there is a season in a man's life for this, especially if you're single, especially if you've been through a breakup or a rough patch. There's power in putting your head down, building a business, building a body, journaling, self-reflecting, dialing in your habits, and getting serious about your life. But that alone cannot be the end game. Because here's the thing, you can't fully grow in an echo chamber. There's a saying that goes like this: our wounds form in relationship and they heal in relationship. You can do a lot of prep on your own, but the moment you step back into relationship, the moment you actually choose to care about someone again, to start trusting someone again, to put skin in the game emotionally, spiritually, and relationally, that's when your real stuff starts to come back to the surface. And many men just aren't prepared for that. They think that they've healed. They think that they've quote unquote leveled up. And then 6 weeks into a new relationship, all their old patterns come roaring back. Control, withdrawing, anger, avoidance, insecurity, and fear, you name it. Why? Because relationship is a mirror. It shows you who you really are. It reveals what your journaling never could. It exposes what your solo routines kept hidden, and it confronts your pride, your selfishness, your laziness, and your entitlement. Understand this: you can only face so much in isolation. At some point, you need other people to reflect back what you can't see on your own. You need to be called out, challenged, and sharpened. That's why I say this: men only have a few real options in today's world for personal growth and healing. You can go to therapy, but let's be honest, much of modern therapy is secular, soft, and feminized. It's often just a place to be endlessly heard, endlessly processed, with no strong call to action and no real demand to rise. You can find a good therapist, sure, but they're few and far between. So what's a man to do? Let's dive deeper. Therapy has a place. Insight, compassion, and space to be heard. These are good things, necessary even, especially for men who've never had someone truly listen to them without judgment or condemnation. But here's the problem. For a lot of men, therapy becomes a holding pattern. They go week after week, talking through their childhood, venting about their wife, analyzing their inner world, but nothing actually changes. No decisions are made, no real action is taken, and no lasting transformation actually happens. They mistake emotional insight for masculine maturity. And often, therapy can reinforce a subtle lie that you're doing the work simply because you're talking about the work. But masculine growth is not just about being seen and heard, it's about being challenged and called up. It's not enough to feel better, you have to become better. So really understand that. Let me say that again. It's not enough just to feel better. You have to actually become better. And that requires structure, accountability, and action. Things that many therapists aren't equipped or trained to offer. Real transformation isn't found in endless self-reflection. It's found when you decide, this ends with me. Every man has a moment when the mask cracks. He realizes he's not as loving, faithful, or mature as he thought. His wife sees it, his kids feel it, his friends sense it. Deep down, he knows it too. This is the death of the ego and the birth of true manhood. In the Orthodox tradition, we have confession. It's not performative, it's not therapeutic, and it's not casual. You stand face to face with God in the presence of a priest. You name your sins, you own your part, and you ask for mercy. And in that place of truth, something begins to shift. Modern culture likes to avoid this at all costs. It says that you're enough, you're fine as you are, but if you're honest, you know that's not quite true. You were made for more, but to become more, you must be willing to face the worst parts of yourself. Real growth begins with humility, with repentance, with the courage to say, I've been wrong and I'm ready to change. That's where real freedom begins. A lot of men today are trapped in the lone wolf fantasy. They tell themselves they don't need anyone, that they can build, heal, and grow completely on their own. And on the surface, it might even look like it's working. They're stacking wins, reading books, hitting the gym, getting their finances in order. They're leveling up in all the typical metrics of modern success. But beneath all that, there's fear. Fear of being seen, fear of depending on others, fear of being exposed as not having it all together. So instead of facing that fear, they double down on their self-improvement rituals and convince themselves they're making progress when in reality, they're just hiding behind productivity. They use the pursuit of self-mastery as a smokescreen for avoidance. But here's the truth. There is no such thing as a self-made man. You can't see your own blind spots. You can't refine your character in total isolation. You can't experience transformation in a vacuum. The man who succeeds in business but has no idea how to trust others, lead a family, or relate to people with love and humility, that's just not a free man. That's a lonely man. And the scripture says it is not good for a man to be alone. Understand that that's not just about marriage. It's about communion, brotherhood, the church, real soul-sharpening relationships that reveal who you are and who you're becoming. You weren't made to walk this path of life alone, and any growth you would try to achieve in isolation will eventually hit a wall. The mirror effect in relationships. Have you ever heard the saying, everywhere you go, there you are? Most men don't realize it until they've had a couple of serious relationships, but the same patterns keep showing up no matter who they're with. Why? Because relationship reveals us to ourselves. It holds up a mirror. It exposes our wounding, our habits, and our defenses. If your default is to blame or finger point, you'll stay stuck forever. But if you can learn to take responsibility and ask, what's mine here? Relationship becomes one of the most powerful tools for growth and transformation. In my men's groups, I've seen this firsthand. A man will start to notice that the way he shows up in the group, maybe he's guarded, withdrawn, reactive, or checked out, is exactly how he shows up in his marriage, at work, or with his friends. And then it clicks. He says to himself, my wife says this to me all the time. Or maybe that's what my friend meant when they called me out. Real personal development is relational. It's learning how to stay present in conflict, to sit with discomfort instead of fleeing from it, to stay grounded when you're triggered, to stop shutting down, exploding, blaming, or withdrawing. If you start to see life as a mirror and keep asking, how can I grow through this? Good things start to happen, because now you're not just reacting to life, you're consciously engaging with it. You can't outrun yourself. At some point, you have to stop running, because here's the truth, you can't outrun yourself. No matter how much success you chase, how optimized your routine is, how much you lift, or how many books you read, your unresolved patterns will follow you everywhere you go, into your work, into your marriage, into your fatherhood, into your faith. You keep meeting yourself over and over again in every relationship that matters, and the longer you avoid the mirror, the deeper the pain becomes when it finally finds you. So here's the invitation. Stop running. Turn and face the mirror that relationship provides. Let yourself be seen. Let yourself be stretched. Stay in the discomfort. Stay in the tension. And stay in the relationship. I'm not just talking about romantic relationships. I mean brotherhood, mentorship, community, church, and family. This is where real transformation happens. In learning to love, in learning to lead, and learning to take responsibility even when it hurts. Learning to navigate your own triggers and not shut down or blow up every time someone touches a nerve. This is what makes you a man. And the sooner that you accept that relationship is the path, the sooner you can stop spinning your wheels in isolation and start walking the road to real maturity. Do you ever think about why the Bible says, as iron sharpens iron, so one man sharpens another? It's because real brotherhood is a furnace, a place where your pride is burned off, your ego is exposed, and your character is forged. That fire is painful, but it's also purifying. So in closing, remember this. There's pain either way. The pain of avoiding the truth or the pain of confronting it. One keeps you stuck and the other sets you free. So which one will it be? You're not meant to figure this out alone. Isolation breeds confusion, frustration, and stagnation, but when you surround yourself with truth-speaking men, when you enter relationships that sharpen and shape you, you grow faster than you ever could on your own. So if you're ready to stop running, if you're ready to face yourself for real, then let this be your next step. Because freedom isn't found in hiding, it's found in truth. And truth is always waiting in the mirror. Thank you for listening to another episode of the Masculine Revival Podcast. Remember to leave us a 5-star rating and a review if you enjoyed the show. And if you are a man that wants to experience the life-changing results that our online men's groups have to offer, consider joining the Masculine Revival Brotherhood. The Brotherhood is the place where we help men apply all of the principles and lessons discussed on this show. Hit the link in the show notes for more information. And lastly, if you want personalized one-to-one support from me on anything that has been discussed on the show, check out the show notes to apply to work with me. I have been working with men and couples all over the world since 2021 and have helped many people create extraordinary results. Thank you again for listening, and we will catch you next time.